Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. All right, so I don't remember how this even came up a few minutes ago.
Because it's Philly Cheesesteak Day.
That's right. It's Philly Cheesesteak. And Katie loves Philly Cheesesteak.
Love.
She listed 11 different ways you can eat a Philly cheesesteak.
In a dumpling.
An egg roll wrapper, like whatever you want. I mean, again, the Philly cheesesteak is just the filling. You can use whatever vessel you want. Have you ever had a loaded Philly cheesesteak baked potato?
Can't say that.
See?
I have.
Nope.
See?
Because I don't hate my body.
Possibilities are endless here. Like, you can put it on anything.
Well, all that aside, it came up because we started talking about how Katie had an entire Philly cheesesteak pizza after she gave birth. Yeah. And I was so surprised by this.
Yeah, and I had chicken kickers, the boneless chicken
wings. Kickers?
I ate a lot. And all of them, to me, it was like a 12-piece. And the whole pizza, and I ate it all.
So to me, it's surprising. I didn't know this was a thing. If you're a lady and you want to sound off, like your first meal after giving birth, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll definitely take your calls because I am so off base with this. I thought you'd want like a little salad, maybe a smoothie. Something that would come out easier, because I would imagine you're just sore in that general
area.
That's
what I was thinking.
Not to be too graphic or sound like a dumb man, but I just figure like you'd want something easy to pass.
Yeah.
But no, you're going pizza.
Yeah.
That's
because
okay with
again,
it.
So the energy that you exude while you're doing this is the equivalent of like 5 cardio sessions. So imagine when you're done working out, right? You just had the craziest gym sesh, Josh, and you are you are just need to eat something, right? Don't you feel that? When you've had like an intense gym session, after you're like,
because you are burning a lot of calories.
I kind of go for the, I'm not going to lie, though. I kind of go for the protein shake, though.
Oh. Well, that's not happening here.
I don't want the stomach cramps and feeling like crap after I just had a good workout.
Yeah. No, they let you. That's the thing is, after you have the child, you have a little bit of time. You know what I mean? Like you, it's not necessarily right after that you have the big meal, but it is the first meal after. So.
Well, I happened to text this young lady right here. Hi, honey.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
I love when you call.
Hi.
Good morning.
Katie loves you so much. It's so cute.
Oh, I love you.
The love is real, Jer. Don't get jealous.
The love is real. It's
all
right.
Don't get jealous.
I saw her first, Katie. I saw her first. So I
Katie's my spirit animal. So.
I told you, Nicole's starting to call me homie now because
of
you.
You said that. That's amazing.
I love it.
I don't remember at all. You're better with all this stuff than I am, for sure. So what did you have to eat after the kiddos were born? Do you remember?
It's so funny that you don't remember. After Reed was born, I had the biggest smothered chicken burrito. It could feed like 3 people, and I ate that whole thing. And I think to this day that was like the best meal I've ever had.
See?
I had so no idea. I don't remember
you
that.
You don't remember?
I don't.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, it was so good.
So good.
I was in labor for like 19 hours. Like, you need to replenish because you can't eat anything that whole time. Like, they'll give you ice chips, but that is it.
Yeah. You make a really good point. That's it. That's why, is because you are so hungry. Like, you are just famished by the time that the whole thing's over. So, yeah.
And the day before we had steak, didn't we? Before we went in with Reed.
We did. We went to Outback.
Because we classy.
So funny.
We so classy.
You guys got the Bloomin' Onion.
I got the Bloomin' Onion and a giant steak and potato. She's like, you want to go to Outback? I was like, sure.
Sounds good,
yes,
actually.
Yes, I do.
Next thing you know, you're push. All right, so you had the burrito. Good to know. All right. I'll try to remember
it
that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Do you remember what you had with Lila?
You know, I don't, but Lila was a whole different ballgame because she was an emergency C-section and it was all like she had to go to the NICU, so I couldn't even see her. And it was such a whirlwind. I don't even remember.
While she was cut open, they actually just put a cheeseburger in there while she was sliced open. They just shoved a cheeseburger down in there. That's for later.
It's like, two patties. Okay.
Yeah. It's a double.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy.
All right, honey. I love you.
I love you. Have a great day.
Bye, Nick Nack. Oh, I love her.
That's so funny.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Hi. So is this a thing, like the first meal after giving birth, you want something big?
I had been talking for weeks about the meal that I wanted, so my husband brought a beautiful charcuterie board for afterwards.
Yes.
I was so excited. I also ended up needing a C-section, and so literally still in the OR, I leaned over and I was like, can I eat soon? Because it had been over 24 hours of just liquid diet.
Yeah.
And then we finally get back and they're like, you still need to wait. Here are ice chips. Now you can have some Gatorade. And I was just like, all I want is food. And by then they gave me like a dry turkey sandwich, which I'm so thankful they had, but it was like, all I wanted was food this whole time. So it was like, I don't even know how many days I felt like.
Right. You're like, I want cubed cheeses and crackers.
Yeah, seriously. I was going to say, did you have finally any type of big meal at all? Or was it just the dry turkey sandwich?
Dry turkey sandwich and then hospital food. Oh. But then I finally got my beautiful, beautiful charcuterie board. Yeah.
There we go. Finally. I was like,
that's
dig
asked
in.
For.
That's the bougiest meal ever, like for having a baby.
That.
Like, bring me a slab of wood with some pickles on it.
I love it.
It was delicious. Worth it.
It sounds good right now. Sounds
absolutely
real good.
You get whatever you want after
that. That's right.
So.
Mama did all the hard
yes.
work. Andrea, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
See you later.
Thanks, Andrea. Bye.
You see what you have to look forward to, Josh?
Yeah.
I don't
you just
want
make
to.
Sure you get that menu right because
I guess
if it's
so.
Wrong.
She's going to cry and like hit me.
Exactly.
I remember that hospital food. Like they had upped their game.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hospital food was really good.
I told you, like they offered a T-bone steak for me. I was like, you guys have that option? Like, my goodness.
Yeah, they're like,
that's
yeah,
amazing.
It'll be in your bill.
Yeah, right. We're going
$15,000
charge
later.
$1,800 yeah. for this T-bone steak.
Speaking of sweet knickknacks, she actually sat me down this weekend and made me watch two movies. She's got this list going where it's all these movies from like the 90s that I've never seen. She's like, you're watching all these. So we knocked out two of them this weekend.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore, which I've never seen.
You needed
which
to.
Which is weird because I'm such a huge Adam Sandler
I know.
Fan.
That like shocked
what's
me.
What's going on here?
Yeah, that you haven't seen that movie when you do that voice so well. I
it was
like,
stupid,
what?
But it was good.
No, it was so good.
It was so
Are
stupid.
Are you kidding me?
It's so stupid.
It's all in
but
the hips.
But it's all so good.
It's all in the hips.
The alligator bit the guy's hand off.
No!
He had a wood hand. Anyway, it was so good. Which is nice to see that because since the new one's coming out on Netflix here in a month or so. And the other one was 10 Things I Hate About You. She made me watch that, and she's like, this is one of my most favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
Meh.
What?
Well, it's the typical 90s rom-com about
yeah,
the glow-up.
It is. Yeah.
It is. It's a girl who's homely, and then she's not homely anymore, and the guy had something to do with it, but there's a, you know, nefarious part of the plot.
There's
where
a plot twist.
There
the
is, where, you know, he was paid to make her look cool,
oh,
but she doesn't
she
know.
Found
and
out.
Then she finds out. Oh, the horror.
So and the whole thing was just horrible.
Yes. Anyway, Adam Sandler.
10 things that she hated about him.
I love that movie so much.
It was fine. It was
yes.
cute. It, you know, it came out in 99. I graduated high school in 98, so it was just kind of nice to watch it and see the fashion
yeah.
styles and the cars
well,
and
the
music.
In it, too. It reminds Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles, like, they were the it. I mean, Julia
yeah.
Stiles was in everything
yeah.
back then, so I love that
movie.
What's
she doing now?
It's
I love.
She's
she
working
was
at
Dexter.
Olive Garden. She's
no,
working
she
at
was
Garden.
In Dexter.
She was in Dexter.
For a little bit, and then
yes.
she's done a few off things here and
she's
there, but she's not at the OG. Calm down.
Bottom line is we knocked out two movies from the list.
Good
so
for
I
you.
Think next up is like Pretty Woman and Ghost, I think.
Pretty
so.
Woman is good.
Oh, okay.
I liked that one. I did not like Ghost does not hold up at
no,
all.
No, you don't
no.
like Ghost?
Pretty Woman was good though. Did
yeah.
you like that?
Oh yeah, I love Pretty
Oh, I
Woman.
Like that one.
I like Ghost too though. Like it was I like
Well, don't
that
give it away. Don't
okay.
give it away.
There's
all
a ghost
right.
in it. Oh,
don't
sorry,
give it
sorry,
away.
Sorry.
Fine.
All right, let's talk about job interviews in that first week on the job. I had posted something on my Facebook about this over the weekend, and quite a few messages came in, like your interview that totally flopped, it was a big fail, or that first week at your job that was a total flop. Emma wrote in, I do like this. She says, hey, JKJ, here's a funny one for the show. I've been on like 15 job interviews this month. When I thought they couldn't get any worse, my last one was a complete joke because the person interviewing me was my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
I'd just walk right out. You know you're not
know,
getting it.
I know. I yeah. wouldn't even try.
She says, I dated him for 2 years. It was a brutal breakup. The second I saw him, I knew I wasn't getting the job. He did go through the motions, asked me the standard questions. We both knew it was pointless, though. She says, What was I supposed to say when he asked me about my employment gap? Oh, that's when I was recovering from dating from you.
Oh. I had to take some time.
She says, at the end, he had the audacity to say, we'll be in touch. She wrote, yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, good for him. There's that's no way I could have sat through the whole interview.
I know. I can you imagine walking in?
I would have looked at him. Oh. Give him the peace sign and walked out.
It's that Homer Simpson backing into the bushes meme right there. Yeah.
Why am I even here?
Oh, seriously, gosh. Though.
And then that first week on the job that was a total fail, this one's pretty good. Jessica says, I got a job at a pet store when I was 15. It's a very well-known pet store. Day one, my manager is training me on cleaning the hamster cages before the store opens. He hands me a Russian dwarf hamster, says, hold it for a second. I do. He bit me. I got skittish. He jumped out of my hand, hits the floor. Instant hamster heaven.
Oh, no. She killed the hamster.
Cammy.
Oh, no.
She goes, I was sobbing. My manager just laughed and said, don't worry. It's just a hamster.
We've got 30 more in
the back. Yeah, I know.
She said, but I just committed rodent manslaughter.
Oh, my gosh. He was sleeping. Maybe he just took a little nap, right?
Oh, no.
A little Splat. Floor nap.
Okay, I got one more for you. Yeah. I got one more. I love these messages that came in.
They're great.
First day bartending. This is from Nick. He wrote it. He signed it Stinky Nick. I was excited to start a new bartending job, new place, new people, good tips. What I did not expect was to be confronted with a poop surprise. First shift on the first night, somebody decided to smear their own bodily waste on the bathroom walls. It was horrific. Guess who the team made clean it up?
Oh, new guy.
Oh, I was the new guy.
No.
Dude.
While everyone else was making drinks and chatting up customers, I'm in the men's room with gloves, bleach, and a bad attitude. And that's from Stinky Nick.
Oh,
that might
poor Nick.
Make me quit.
Yeah.
Like that
again,
might.
I would have walked in, gave it the peace sign, and walked out.
Later poo.
Same thing.
Later poo.
Did you have a bad first week on the job or a bad interview? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. How about you two?
I did. I'll tell you about my first day on the job. In high school, I worked at Chick-fil-A. So my senior year, there was one that opened up right by our house, and my parents were like, you should get a job. So I got there. Was part of the opening crew. It was fun. I enjoyed it for a high school job. And I went to college, and you can transfer. Like, they can just transfer you from one Chick-fil-A to the other.
Oh, nice.
But each Chick-fil-A is owned by a different person. So it's not just one conglomerate. It's a different franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have different rules. So the other one I went to, I had just gotten literally very, very small tattoo on my arm. And I went to the interview with a long sleeve collared shirt on, obviously. They hired me on the spot right away. They were like, we love you. We want to, you know, work with you. And like 3 hours into my first shift, they noticed the tattoo. I'll never forget it. My manager, Terry. Shout out, Terry.
Terry.
He saw that I had a tattoo, and he looks at me and he goes, that's a deal breaker, man. And I thought he was joking. I was like, oh, my gosh, like very tiny religious tattoo.
It's a religious tattoo.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's so funny. Like, ha, ha, ha. And he brushes off. He goes,
No, really?
We're going to have to let you go.
What?
And I look at him and I go, are you serious? He's like, we've had to let a lot of good people go because they have tattoos. And I go, well, then maybe you shouldn't let them go.
Yeah.
And
right?
He's like, oh, sorry, man. It's a policy. And I got fired 3 hours into my very first shift at
no
Chick-fil-A.
Because
of a religious tattoo. And I thought they felt really bad for me because I did not work the hours that the paycheck gave me. But they gave me like an $800 paycheck because I think they're like, we're so sorry. Like, here you go.
Go get
but
some more ink.
Get another tattoo.
Dude, I worked there for 3 hours and got fired my first time.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
It was a funny story. So shout out Terry.
Do you know, is that still the policy there?
No, every Chick-fil-A that I go to now, I know they all have tattoos. And I actually went back to my old branch on like winter break and stuff during my college years.
Everyone's all tan. It's like a Tokyo Joe's in there.
So I told my boss at the other one. That's so funny. I told my boss at the other one and I was like, yeah, I got fired from the one up in Fort Collins because of my tattoos. And he goes, that's the dumbest rule I've ever heard. And I go, I know.
That's so silly.
Honestly, at this point, it's like everybody's so tatted and everything. You wouldn't find anybody to work
for. They should fire you if you don't have tattoos. Yeah.
You're a unicorn, like someone who doesn't
have
tattoos.
Yeah, I don't
have
anything.
You really are.
I'm ink free.
Yeah.
Which is so funny that you say that because going back, I don't want to get rid of any of mine, but I think if I could redo it, I would not get any. Because it was such a phase. And it was the cool thing to do that everybody was like, get a tattoo.
Okay.
And I don't hate mine. They're fine. But like, if I could go back again, I think it'd be really cool, almost a brag to be like, I don't have any. yeah. clean skin over
yeah,
here.
And that's yeah. where I'm at. I'm like, at this point,
I don't have
feel
Hep
like
C.
I need
You're
to,
like, I'm
yeah,
good.
Oh my God. Okay. Careful. Careful. I do know mine. I lasted about a week right around high school at a American Eagle.
Oh, you
about
worked there?
About a week.
You worked
at an
American
Eagle.
You were one of those guys.
One of those
guys. Did you have,
guys.
Like, the seashell necklace and
the
spiked hair?
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
maybe
you
not.
Did? Was it bleached? I mean, you already have blonde
maybe,
hair,
maybe,
but was
maybe
it,
not.
Like, tips? Like, oh, my God.
And I think that was just, like, an in-between jobs. I needed something to get by, and I got a job at American Eagle, and I lasted a week because, one, they make you buy all their clothes
yeah,
to
do.
Work there.
Yeah. Oh. And they're
so,
expensive.
Like, your
you
first
don't get
few
a
paychecks
discount.
Are gone. Well, you do. When, at the time when I was working there, they okay. gave you a discount, which will come up here in just a second. But the amount of folding and refolding I had to do,
oh,
hell's
yeah.
no.
Yeah. And yeah. it's a certain type of fold.
It's
like,
a
they don't
specific
let you
fold.
Just sloppily put it on there. Like, you have to take your time.
And then you do the entire, you know, table, and then you turn around and turn back around, and somebody had been over there, and everything's unfolded again.
Yeah.
So that's all the job was folding for a week. Absolutely hated it. But because of that discount, before I quit, I did end up buying a bunch more American Eagle stuff and then quit. Just to get the employee discount. And
yeah. Honestly, that's brilliant.
And then
yeah.
I bounced.
That's how you do it.
Gosh, everybody who's working that kind of retail... God bless you.
Hats off. That's
I did that at Sports Authority back before they closed down.
Yeah.
Folding. Your whole day.
Oh, God. Katie, yeah. how about you?
Well, first of all, I just want to give a shout out to Zoe's boyfriend, Tyler, who just got a new job. He just had
hey.
A job interview last week. I'm very proud of him. However, on his job interview, he locked his keys in the car and then had to Uber to his job interview to make sure he made it on time. I was very
smart.
Proud of him that he thought his way through that situation, though, because I was like, it could have been way worse. But he got the job.
Did he?
Yay, Tyler.
Him. That's a good icebreaker, too.
It is.
Like,
it
to
is.
Show that you're dedicated
yeah.
and problem solver.
And that's kind of what happened is he yeah. walked in. And he's like, I had to get an Uber. I locked my keys in the car, but I didn't want to miss out on this. They're like, we like you.
Yeah,
we
this
like
kid
that
wants
you
to
just
be here.
Did that. Yeah, but then the one that sticks out to me the most didn't happen to me. It was one of my good friends, but she was trying to get a job at the radio station I worked at way back in the day, like one of my very first jobs. And she was coming to be an engineer. And in order to do that, this was before anything was legal to do in Colorado. So you had to take a drug test, right?
Right.
So she had to take a drug test to get this job. And she was not going to pass it. So she went to what they call, I guess, a head shop, a place where you can get smoking accessories,
yeah.
including fake urine. so she was getting fake urine to pass this test that she needed. And what it is, it's a little like bottle of fake pee, and they use pig urine. To like it is the closest to human urine, so they can't pick it up in a test. So this bottle of urine was pig urine, and she had to tape it to her leg to keep it warm. So she had it taped on her leg to keep it warm as she went into this test, and she was nervous. So she was trying to open the bottle, and she spilled this pig urine all
no!
over her pants.
Ew.
So then her pants
Come
were
on.
Full of pig urine. Thankfully, she had a little bit left in the bottle to where she used it, and she passed the test. She got the job.
Hey.
And we became best friends. But
just a little sprinkle.
That story of her having to walk around with pig urine on her pants the rest of the day.
Gross.
I just piddled. I'm sorry.
I know.
So,
it's
you know,
so
somebody
gross.
Smell bacon?
Oh, my God.
The easier way to go about that, Katie, yeah. Don't do drugs.
I don't do drugs.
That's probably
don't
the easiest
drugs.
Way.
Don't do drugs, kids.
That's the moral of this story.
There you
yeah,
go.
Don't do drugs.
We're like a DARE program exactly, over here.
Exactly. I know, but how funny
I had
is
no
it?
Idea it was pig urine.
We still talk about that. To that. Remember that time you had pig pee on you?
That's a icebreaker right there.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Pretty funny.
We have a call coming in. I'm wondering if this is... Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this? Hey, is this... I'm just going to say it. Is this Kristen?
Yes.
Hey. Hi, Kristen.
Kristen just texted and I wrote back and said, call us. Kristen, tell us your story about your first week on the job.
Well, I was like maybe 15 and I'm like super short. I'm like 4'11 and I literally can like not reach anything because they keep everything like super high up at Dairy Queen. And the, like, middle management were girls from the high school that did not like me. So they, I don't remember what excuse they gave me, but, like, they're like, sorry, like, you know, you're struggling. We have to let you go. And I'm just like, really? Like, do you not have step stools? Like,
oh, my God. They're like, you can't reach the shelves. Sorry,
oh,
Kristen.
Teeny tiny right. Kristen.
What?
Could you reach like the handles to do the ice cream? I feel like you could.
On her tippy toes.
Yeah, I could reach that.
But it's the cones. Like the cones are above, right? The cones are way up high.
Oh.
That's like discrimination.
That is discrimination.
You got to twist that in your favor, Kristen. Like, I'm not
poor
short.
Kristen.
I'm fun size.
Free ice cream for the rest of my life for getting fired.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Dang, I'd never heard of that. That is crazy.
Thanks for the call, Kristen.
Yeah, thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen.
Bye.
So they actually put her in the ice cream cone and took her out. Put her in the cup and
cherry
took her
dipped
out.
Kristen right
Get
there.
Out of here, Kristen.